From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the high school football season kicked off on Friday, and the Dan River football team opened the season with a 29-6 win over Tunstall. The win was the first for new Dan River head coach Micah Knight, who is proud of his team's effort.
Being consistent, sticking to what we do. We have one of the best running backs in the state, and we gave him the ball tonight. It was a slow start. We were able to get it going. It's a counterpole. It's projecting us into the next game. Being able to get this win just shakes the jitters off. The guys started off a little nervous, but, you know, being able to, you know, not start off the way we want to, make mistakes and still get a win, it encourages guys.
Senior running back DJ Gregory led the way for the Wildcats as he rushed for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Chatham football team also opened the season with a win as they beat Prince Edward 20-12. The Cavaliers defense led the way as they scored 2 touchdowns, with Jack Reese and EJ Linder both returning interceptions for scores. The GW Eagles fell in their opener on the road at Dinwiddie 55-21. Jaden Glenn rushed for 137 yards and a touchdown, and Neo Cabell passed for 2 touchdowns in the loss. The Gretna Hawks also opened their season with a loss as they fell to Jefferson Forest 55-18. Danville native Peyton Sellers tied a record on Saturday night as he won his 7th South Boston Speedway title. Sellers finished in 3rd place on Saturday night to secure the championship. Carter Langley won the race and took home the $5,000 prize. Halifax native Jeb Burton finished in 4th, and Danville native Blake Stallings finished in 6th. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.